Good afternoon. A beautiful day in progress across interior New York and New England with strong sunshine, comfortable humidity levels, and a light breeze. Temperatures continue to climb quickly with the strong August sun, and values will reach into the lower to mid-80s on average by the end of the day. A few fair-weather cumulus clouds should fire up as a southeast wind transports in a little bit more moisture by the end of the day. Still, though, it will be dry right on into the evening. Skies will be partly cloudy overnight as the high-pressure center that's been dominating our weather through the weekend and into the day today starts to slide away off the Atlantic seaboard. A storm system currently evolving in the Midwest and in the Ohio Valley will grow stronger and work its way into the eastern Great Lakes tomorrow. Any sunshine early will give way to increasing clouds during the course of the afternoon, and scattered showers are likely, perhaps a thunderstorm by the end of the day. With the cloud cover, temperatures will be held back a bit and top out in the upper 70s. Jet stream energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will interact with this storm, allowing it to grow even stronger on Tuesday night and into the day on Wednesday, and this will enhance the rainfall. And this is our best chance at a steady and even heavy rain across interior New York and New England. Wednesday's temperatures will remain in the mid-70s. Behind the system, just a couple of passing showers on Thursday and Friday, although on the cooler side of the system, we'll only make it into the lower 70s with a mix of sun and clouds for afternoon highs. And then we'll finally dry it out with a warming trend for the upcoming weekend, partly sunny both Saturday and Sunday, with highs pushing into the upper 70s and lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, tropical storm warnings remain in effect for the offshore waters surrounding the Hawaiian Islands as Hurricane Julio passes well to the north of the island chain. Maximum sustained winds are now 80 miles per hour, and the center of the hurricane is located 425 miles northeast of Lihue. High surf is the primary threat from the hurricane, and high surf advisories are in effect for all of the northeast-facing shores of the islands. Waves of 8 to 12 feet in height will diminish to 6 to 8 feet today as the hurricane continues to move away. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 61, the record high, 98, set in 1944, and the record low, 46, in 1941. Sunrise this morning was at 5:57 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:03 p.m., 14 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine to start, giving way to increasing clouds with late-day showers and thunderstorms possible in the upper 70s. Rain heavy at times Tuesday night and Wednesday, otherwise cloudy on Wednesday afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds for Thursday and Friday with a passing shower possible both days in the lower 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday and Sunday, dry and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.